True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Off of Calvin, and I know he.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. Hour two of the PM team. That is Mike Tomlin singing the praises of Calvin Austin, who made all kinds of plays against the Jets, caught a touchdown pass. He drew a pass interference penalty on that final drive that got the Steelers close to field goal range, and then he probably drew another one that went uncalled. However, that is still not stopping the endless churn of Steelers wide receiver speculation. Mike Florio, who joins us every Wednesday, Pro Football Talk, NFL on NBC, reporting that there is new trade chatter about Tyreek Hill exiting Miami and the two teams that are front and center in all this are Hill's former team, the Kansas City Chiefs, and the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we've already seen the Steelers go to the Dolphins and fleece them. They got two for one. Jonnu Smith caught a touchdown. Jalen Ramsey broke up a play, a pass to win the game. Minkah Fitzpatrick's debut in Miami had the Colts scoring on every single possession. The first time that had happened in a week one game since 1977.
Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck literally have never done that with the Colts.
And Daniel Dimes did it in game one.
So things are growing great with the Dolphins is what you're saying.
And the Steelers might want some more, according to this report. Now, there's a lot to talk about with Tyreek Hill. He has not had a big catch. I don't know how PFF grades what constitutes a big-time catch, but he has not had one of those statistically since week one of last year. That's the last time he's caught a ball that's either traveled 30 yards in the air or was a catch and run of 30 yards. But the advanced metrics on this, we know we love those. ESPN said last year that Tyreek Hill was the eighth best player in the NFL at getting open. Now, why didn't he have better numbers? Tua missed six games.
Tua also sometimes underthrows him when he's wide open.
Yes, Tua got hurt and played at less than 100% in several other games. And in the games he didn't play, Tyler Huntley, who's not on NFL roster, and the Steelers' camp arm turned preseason.
Pro bowler Tyler Huntley you're talking about
camp
and besmirching?
Camp arm turned preseason darling. Skylar Thompson was the other guy who started games there last year. In those six games, those two quarterbacks threw three touchdowns. So they had a major quarterback problem that Jonnu Smith took advantage of because they got rid of the ball fast. Tyreek Hill was not able to hit those big plays. So I think he still got it. I don't think he has it quite like he used to, but I don't think he's washed by any means. The other thing that I just feel obligated to point out is the story that's on ESPN.com today that says the following. Tyreek Hill accused of domestic violence by estranged wife. dated September 9th, that's today, 10:08 a.m. Tyreek Hill's estranged wife has alleged in court filings that he committed domestic violence, which the Dolphins receiver has vehemently denied. According to documents obtained by TMZ, she alleges 8 separate incidents of domestic violence in filings related to the couple's divorce case. Hill's lawyer called this a shakedown and said it was an attempt to generate bad media coverage. Unfortunately for Tyreek Hill in this situation, he doesn't have a sterling track record. That's why he was a 5th-round pick, and that's why he played college football at like a NAIA school and not one of the best college football factories in the country. So,
He also, at the end of this ESPN story, it just points out Hill, 31, was also in a physical altercation with a Hallover Marina employee in June 2023. And a separate lawsuit alleges he broke a social media influencer's leg that same month, busy June, allegedly.
His house also burned down.
He also had that that detained by after he was stopped for speeding that went very viral.
So there's a lot of things that have happened to Tyreek Hill.
Mm-hmm.
We saw him lashing out during the Colts game. He wants the same thing Jalen Ramsey got, which is a one-way ticket out of town. So, look, I mean, there's a lot to consider here. The Steelers have won Super Bowls with guys who aren't exactly going to go into the Good Guy Hall of Fame or win Walter Payton Man of the Year awards. So we sacrifice and we don't always pick teams based on our scruples. The guy can still play, and he's probably available for a lot less than he's worth. Because the other thing with the Dolphins is they might look at this like our team morale blows. And as crazy as this sounds, maybe we can repair that by getting rid of this guy. Because he's got a horrible relationship with our quarterback. And he's the one right now that is like the face, as far as players go, of the discord and malcontentness that exists with the Dolphins. So I would expect Tyreek Hill to get traded, just like Davante Adams last year with the Raiders, Chris, where it was a foregone conclusion that he wasn't going to finish the season there. And I believe he would make the Steelers better. I mean,
how much would you give up for him?
Well, it's not a great contract. There's a chance you'd want to get out of the contract after this year, and I think the dead cap hit is $15 million, which is not like
cap
too onerous.
For the rest of this year is $27 million. For this year, total is $27 million. The cap hit.
The cap hit for them is that because of signing bonuses. I don't know if it is for the Steelers.
$10 million base, 6.5 signing, 6.2 restructure, so 1.8 roster that's presumably already been paid out.
Yeah,
so it's closer 10, to the 10.
Yeah, it's 10. They can afford that prorated over the rest of the season whenever he gets moved.
How much would you go up in a trade?
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I said on Twitter fourth round, because that's the easy one for me to just say I'd do it. It's once you get into the day two picks, when you don't have a future quarterback yet, that makes it harder for me. Plus, I'm not a capologist, even though I stayed at a blank blank express last night. I feel like some of those comp picks are tied to how much these free agents who left the Steelers play. And it looks like Dan Moore is going to play the whole year. And it looks like there's a good chance Justin Fields is going to play the whole year.
Moore with a worse PFF grade yesterday than Broderick Jones.
Oh my God, really?
Yep.
I don't know about Russell Wilson. I don't know about Najee Harris.
Ain't looking good for Russell Wilson.
And it's not looking good for Najee either. He was the third running back that came into that game on Friday.
Correct.
So the free agent math in terms of these extra picks might actually not look as good, which would make me want to hoard some of those picks even more. So that's my way of saying...
You wouldn't want him here, ultimately.
Nah, you could twist my arm and I'd probably do it
But only on your terms,
yeah.
It sounds like. You'd only want him... Which means if you're only saying I'd do it only on the terms that am completely comfortable with, you don't really want him
well,
here.
Well, hold on. A first-round pick is out of the question. Complete non-starter. Everybody knows that. A second-round pick for me is a non-starter. I'm not trading what I gave up to get DK Metcalf for this guy at 31 years old with all the baggage that we just pointed out. So a third-round pick, and if you feel confident about the Steelers that it's going to be a late third, I could probably sign off on that. I wouldn't be like feeling like we got another one over on the Dolphins, but I could live with that, a third-round pick.
I mean, answering this from the perspective of they've won Super Bowls with, frankly, bad guys playing pivotal roles on their team, I'm not going to sit here and clutch pearls and say, how could they bring in Tyreek Hill? They've had probably equally bad or worse people play for this franchise. In fact, I think I can almost unequivocally say that they have. That having been said, one of the things I said that I felt like was nice in yesterday's game was that I didn't have to worry about the sideline cameras catching a Steelers wide receiver ready to have a complete meltdown because they were open and didn't get the ball. And I think Rodgers' reputation is a big reason for that.
Uh-huh.
But I also think they just excised a player in George Pickens who probably would have done that regardless of who his quarterback was. I don't know. I would probably pass unless it was for like a fifth. Like if the Dolphins were just desperate to get rid of him. But here's the thing. I think the team that probably feels like they need him even more because they feel closer to a Super Bowl and they have absolutely nothing right now in terms of wide receiver playmakers also knows him better than anybody else
but
and kept him happier.
I agree, but the difference there is Rashee Rice is going to come back and the Worthy injury isn't as bad. So you've got Rice, you've got Worthy, you've got Kelsey there. Here you've got Hill, you've got tight end. I mean, here you've got Metcalf, excuse me. You've got a bunch of tight ends. And you've got Calvin Austin, who's coming off a really good game. But if I'm Tyreek Hill, I'm thinking
better than
to myself,
all those guys, et cetera.
I'm like a great wide receiver too, who is not going to have to worry about defenses, you know, sending a ton of attention my way because I've got DK Metcalf on the other side.
Or vice versa, he still has the fear factor, and people send the attention his way, and then DK Metcalf.
I mean, ultimately, I'd rather play with Mahomes again because there's proof of concept, as you like
to
say.
He has no choice in the matter.
But exactly, but what I'm saying is, off of one game, I would not feel like Pittsburgh is another Siberia. I would feel like there would be a role for me in that offense.
Rodgers has juice with players because he's got four MVPs. The bottom line. Do you think he ends up here? Because I don't, for the record. I think the Chiefs still feel like they're just a Tyreek Hill away from being potentially loaded on offense if they're all healthy.
If you make me decide yes or no, I'm going to say no because I do think Kansas City will do more. But I'm also not going to poo-poo this because of the way the Steelers have acted when it comes to acquiring players in the last couple of years.
I would love
under
to
Omar
know.
Under Omar Khan and Mike Tomlin.
Having just... obviously greenlit, because he has to greenlit anything like this, the trade away of George Pickens and knowing what Hill's off-field dossier looks like, and the fact that on the field he can be pretty demonstrably pissed off when he doesn't feel like things are going his way. I would love to know what Mike thinks of it, because you would think Mike would look at the George Pickens experiment as a failure that reflects somewhat poorly on him and wouldn't want to go down that road again.
My knee-jerk reaction and gut reaction to what you just said is Mike would look at it like, I'm highly compensated for a reason. He's an immense talent. I can coach it out of him.
Okay.
I think he's
so far heretofore been unable to coach Broderick Jones, another very talented player, into being a good offensive lineman in the NFL.
I think his hubris, though, is that he can always do it. And his reputation
in
the NFL,
right.
And his reputation is the NFL, is that he mostly does. So that doesn't, like,
I know.
He hasn't been humbled in that regard, Chris.
By the way, here's a very good point from Steve J in the YouTube comments today. If the Chiefs end up 0-2 to start the season, very real chance that that happens.
They play Philly on Sunday.
And they look lifeless on offense against Philly, also a very real chance that
he's
happens.
In
that
Kansas City by Monday.
I think that's a very astute point by Steve. If they're 0-2 and desperate, they will absolutely pick up the phone. What's his name? Chris Greer down there?
Yes.
Call him up and Brett Veach will say, let me make you an offer
who's
can't
refuse. Who's the longest standing GM in NFL history without a playoff win?
Chris Greer?
Yeah.
Would you call him the Marvin Lewis of then? Like, isn't Marvin Lewis longest
Coach?
Tenured without a playoff win? Yeah.
Thumbs up or thumbs down on Tyreek Hill? 412-928-9370. That is the fan text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. We're 2 minutes away from your calls. We'll come back at 3:30 with an insider in Miami who knows.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.